This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. An outdated interchange on Interstate 25 in Pueblo is slated for an upgrade to improve safety and mobility. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Trucks carrying oversized loads on the interstate have hit the low-clearance bridge at U.S. Highway 50 East as they've attempted to go under it. Colorado Department of Transportation engineer Jennifer Sparks says that the exit there is also currently a tight loop.
In the past, we've even had trucks get stuck in the ramp. And so this is a much better design, especially for freight traffic.
She says funding for the more than $150 million project will come from a variety of sources, including a portion of car registration fees. Work is expected to start in the summer and take 2 to 3 years to complete. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
This week marks 10 years since Colorado became the first state to legalize recreational marijuana. After a couple of run-ins with the law in his home state of Ohio, Colin Kirkbride says legalization played a role in his decision to move to Colorado 5 years ago. While stepping out for a midday smoke in front of his North Denver home, he still remembers his first time purchasing legal marijuana.
I just moved here. I was going to a Rockies game. I was downtown. I went to that ballpark dispensary and was just kind of blown away.
Kirkbride hopes the decade ahead means similar legalization for psychedelics in Colorado. In Boulder, clear and 28 tonight, sunny and 45 tomorrow. This is CPR News.